Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who always wore a red hood. Everyone called her Little Red Riding Hood. She lived in a village with her mother. One day, her mother said, "Little Red Riding Hood, your grandmother is sick. Take this basket of food to her, but be careful. Don't talk to strangers and stay on the path." Little Red Riding Hood promised to listen to her mother. She took the basket and started walking to her grandmother's house, which was deep in the forest. As she walked through the forest, she saw many beautiful flowers. She thought, "Grandmother will love these flowers." So she left the path to pick some flowers. While she was picking the flowers, a big bad wolf saw her. The wolf wanted to eat Little Red Riding Hood, but he was very clever. He decided to trick her instead. The wolf walked up to Little Red Riding Hood and said, "Hello, little girl, where are you going?" "I'm going to my grandmother's house," said Little Red Riding Hood. "She is sick, and I am bringing her some food." The wolf smiled and said, "Where does your grandmother live?" "She lives in a house at the end of the forest," Little Red Riding Hood answered. The wolf thought, "I can eat the grandmother first, then the little girl." So he said, "Goodbye, little girl. I hope your grandmother gets better." Then the wolf ran as fast as he could to the grandmother's house. When the wolf arrived at the grandmother's house, he knocked on the door. "Who is it?" called the grandmother. "It is me, Little Red Riding Hood," said the wolf, pretending to be the little girl. "Come in, dear," said the grandmother. The wolf opened the door and jumped on the grandmother. He ate her in one big gulp. Then he put on her clothes and got into her bed. Soon after, Little Red Riding Hood arrived at the house. She knocked on the door. "Who is it?" asked the wolf in the grandmother's voice. "It's me, Little Red Riding Hood," she said. "I brought you some food." "Come in, dear," said the wolf. Little Red Riding Hood opened the door and went inside. She saw her grandmother in bed, but something looked strange. "Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have," said Little Red Riding Hood. "All the better to hear you with," said the wolf. "Oh, grandmother, what big eyes you have," said Little Red Riding Hood. "All the better to see you with," said the wolf. "Oh, grandmother, what big teeth you have," said Little Red Riding Hood. "All the better to eat you with," shouted the wolf. He jumped out of the bed and tried to catch Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood screamed, and a woodcutter who was nearby heard her. He ran into the house and saw the wolf. The woodcutter hit the wolf with his axe, and the wolf fell down. The woodcutter opened the wolf's belly, and out came the grandmother, safe and alive. Little Red Riding Hood hugged her grandmother. They were both so happy. The woodcutter took the wolf far away so he would never come back. From that day on, Little Red Riding Hood always listened to her mother and never talked to strangers again. The end.